This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code parenting for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. Questions today, there's two of them about siblings. But first, happy summer, everyone in the Northern Hemisphere, and happy winter for everyone in the Southern. We made it through the school year, so that is a huge relief. I'm so glad to be done with that part. Other than that, we're still home exclusively, almost exclusively, but my oldest son and I have been able to get back to some swimming. So we are going 3 days a week. We have to reserve a lane at our local gym outdoors. Can't share lanes with anybody not in your family. Of course, he swims way faster than I do, so I make him do yardage, more yardage than I do. Our youngest son has been able to go back to the skate park. Each of our kids have been able to have a few play dates, just one kid at a time, either one at their house or one other kid over here. So that's been nice. We've gone out to eat at restaurants with outdoor patios a couple times. Even though they aren't doing any summer camps, these little things have really helped everyone in our family's mental health a lot. So I hope that everyone out there is getting to do a little bit of that, some of that. Our family is really lucky that both their dad and I can do our work from home, so that's been very fortunate. It's helped us stay out of the public as much as possible. Sometimes it still feels really surreal that we are in the middle of a global pandemic. Some things are really limited and some things are not so limited anymore, so I guess we'll see how this all plays out. I really hope this starts to go down soon. Okay, the two questions today about siblings, but the second one is actually about aggression. So a toddler being aggressive towards his younger sibling. So that question can help parents with toddlers exhibiting aggression, whether it's with a sibling or another child. So the first question is from Ashley M. She wrote, "Hi, Erin. I've begun to listen to your podcast in the past 2 months, and I've been learning a lot. I feel like I finally found a source to fill in the gaps and refine my parenting abilities with our two children. Especially since the past year or so, I've really struggled with some big life changes, as well as growing an increasingly challenging personality of my oldest, recently turned 4. I've been hearing really great ideas on how to connect with my older child, altering our disciplinary patterns, and investing in more positive attention, but my youngest is 16 months old and I worry about him a little when it seems like the lack of time I have to invest directly or solely into him. We moved cross country when I was 8 months pregnant, and I've had a really difficult first year in our new state, adjusting to life, dealing with his very needy older brother, and me struggling through the postpartum period and not feeling up to all these daunting challenges. I haven't really been the mom I wanted to be this past year. I've been sleep deprived, struggling with anger, and experiencing a lot of postpartum anxiety this time around. I fear I've been so engaged with and exhausted by his older brother that I zoned out or sunk into my smartphone more than I would like to admit around the baby. I would like some tips on how to strengthen the parent-child bond with a 16-month-old and also advice on finding better time and attention balance between kids and now two children. The oldest is very extroverted and seems to really monopolize parental attention to where the baby is more introverted and often more overlooked, and he seems to have adapted to this. But I'm a second-born child, and I hate that he isn't being invested in as much by us. His older brother goes to preschool twice a week. I'm with my younger one fully for one of those 2 days, and I work on the other school day. And I'm with both boys all other 5 days. My husband is a very involved dad, but works a lot of overtime on nights and weekends, so I'm often doing this solo parenting. Okay, so first, Ashley, I love how you shared so much insight, not just about your two kids' personalities and how they're playing out in this situation, but also about how your own struggles are interplaying and your family position in your childhood is as well. So these are all really good things to make note of, to be highly aware of, so that we can move forward towards a solution. So this is great. I think the move was a lot to take on, especially at the end of a pregnancy. It probably had a real profound effect on this situation, about the way your older son reacts with so many changes so close together, the move plus a new baby. Also, you know, you moving away from friends and having that support. I hope that this is behind you now, these struggles for the most part. Hopefully the postpartum anxiety is also waning. I know it's really hard to carve out any extra time with everything else going on, but if you're still suffering with this anxiety and some of these struggles from the move and the postpartum, all the changes, if you can get some treatment for that, finding some time once a week for therapy, maybe some medication if you need some help with that, even once every other week for some therapy. And actually, there's so many options out there now for online therapy too. It just makes it so easy these days, not having to get out in public if you don't have to. Saves the time in driving back and forth. If you can just carve out that time, get that private time in a room by yourself. And that's something you just do right now from home. So if your husband can help with the kids, just get you that free hour every week or even every other week for that self-care. It's one of the best things you can do. And I've done this through my periods of emotional struggle. One of the online therapy resources, there's a bunch out there, but one was even a sponsor for the podcast back in May called BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. They gave the listeners a special offer, so hopefully it's still going. If you want to check them out, see if they look like a good fit for you, they gave 10% off to Your Village listeners, and you can get that by going to the specific URL BetterHelp, B-E-T-T-E-R, help, HELP.com/parentingvillage. You can check out their offer. Now, I know I really rely on friendships as well during hard times, and I mean, I rely on my friends anytime. They keep me sane, but they also really help me when I'm struggling. So a move was likely took away this source of support, at least the in-person support. And, you know, phone calls are nice, but it's just not the same as that face-to-face support that you get from your friends when you really need it, especially when you can have a play date and you can sit and talk and chat and just relax. That really helps. So with that missing, it was just a lot of change, a lot to take on. So I hope that you've been able to start connecting with some new friendships as well in the new place, because that will help a lot too. And that takes time. Unfortunately, those friendships can take some time to build, but those are a huge source of support and help for our mental health. So some good news also with this is that with all of this being recognized with what you've shared with me, you can plan for it. You can set up some boundaries around it. So the older son, if he's not getting time alone with at least one parent, this can be really helpful. And I know you said you've gotten lots of tips on this, but I just want to cover this because it's really important. 20 minutes of playtime or snuggle time or reading while the younger brother is napping or any other times, Usually by four, the naps are shorter. So if they're not gone altogether. So there should be some time in there where you can have some one-on-one time with him. So setting that aside will greatly reduce the need for him to be looking for and trying to get attention and monopolize that attention in other times. This one-on-one time for kids goes a really, really long way. So with this, he should be less needy during the other times. It also gives you the space to say, your time with me is with at 2:30 today. Right now, it's your brother's turn. So basically, what you want to do is you want to figure out how you can schedule some one-on-one time with each child. This doesn't mean it always has to be you. It could be Sunday afternoons. You each take time with one child, and the next week it switches. Even dad taking one of the kids to the hardware store, helping pick out a new doorknob. It's still special time. It gives a chance for conversation, for teaching, for connection. You might have a little family time together, and then each of you takes one of the children off to do something specifically with each one to give them that one-on-one time. So the other day, I took my older son to the bank and to the grocery store. It's really funny how thrilled he is just to get out of the house. And also, they just love this one-on-one time. They don't care what it is for the most part, as long as it's connected. If it's the two of you, if it feels special, if they feel like they're getting your attention. It's the time that the two of us were able to bond. He helped me pick out food at the store. He gets to pick out stuff that he likes and choose out some dinners. At the bank, we were able to talk about what I'm doing at the bank and why. I actually needed to print out a statement from my business account, and it gave us an opportunity to talk about all kinds of things related to finance, money management, or anything. Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to your younger kids so much. Now, at four, you actually could start talking about some money, what money is, why you save it, what a bank is about. You can have all those conversations around just general outings, and it's great. Or you can talk about anything they want to talk about. They tell you about their latest Lego building that they made. It's just that time to really connect, and they get to feel like they are the center of your world. So I recommend sitting down with your spouse, setting up a schedule for some one-on-one time where the boys can each get some time alone with one parent. Three times a week would be great. Anything more than that is above and beyond. But if you can just get three times a week with each child. So each child get three times a week with one parent or the other, hopefully two times with one and one with another. So it's not always one parent pairing off with one child and another parent pairing off with the other. You want to switch that up so that there's the connections all the way around are going and building. Now, obviously that one day your older son is at preschool and you aren't working is a great opportunity to spend some real special time with your younger son. And anything he likes to do, you can read together, you can snuggle together, you can play, you can throw the ball back and forth, you can teach him how to throw the ball, you can roll a ball back and forth. You can play with any of the toys that he really likes. When they're really young, just whatever they like to do and play with, you sit there and play with them, stacking some blocks, doing some shape sorters, all those kinds of things. A snack or a lunch together, just sitting down and eating together, making sure to point out that it's really nice to spend time, just the two of you. Bedtimes are great times too. So on the nights your husband is home and you can, this is great to do. If it's nice you're on your own, it's a bit tougher, but one option is to spend a bit of time with your 16-month-old and doing bedtime with him, and then put your 4-year-old down after that so they each get time with you. If it's easier, do the books together. So they each pick a book, you all three of you lay down together, you read the books together, the two books together, and then you can put your younger one down and then put your older one down so they each get some attention. So, you know, just some snuggles, some chatting, a few songs, whatever it is you do. If your 4-year-old knows his turn is coming next, he will very likely be thrilled to get to stay up a bit later. He'll keep himself busy for those 15 minutes while you tuck in his younger brother because he knows his turn is coming and he should comply with that pretty easily, pretty well. Additionally, for anyone else struggling with this, for Ashley, if you want some more information, the class Siblings Without Rivalry, I talk about setting up these relationships between parent and each child and between the siblings themselves to help build that connection between all the relationships in the home, as well as appreciating each family member for what they bring so that siblings don't feel the need to compete for attention. Also, the class on birth order is really good for parents wanting to understand and navigate the different ages and dynamics that are very common to birth order between and among siblings and family relationships, And of course, individual temperament also comes into play as well, because you mentioned that one is very extroverted, one is very introverted. So dealing with each child as an individual, that's where the temperament comes in. So if you're wanting to get a really good handle on these types of situations, interplays of relationships in and among the family, these classes are really key. So those are on the website at yourvillageonline.com. Now, we divided the pages up to view the class samples by age group, and not every age group has every single class available because unfortunately it takes too long to load them all. But all three of these classes, I think, are on every single page: infants, toddlers, school age, tweens, and teens, because they apply to every age group. Temperament applies to every age group. Siblings are going to apply to every age group. Same with birth order, every age group, whether the youngest, the middle, the oldest. So those should be on all the pages. So of course, members have access to all the classes, not just the ones for the particular age group. We just divided them out that way to make it easier to just see what's available in the age group the parent is most interested in. So you can see all those samples on any of those pages related to the age group. Okay, we're going to get to the next question. So two sibling questions. We're going to get to that question about the aggression with the younger sibling and how to handle that. Work on the sibling aggression issue, or toddler aggression in general, after a word from our sponsor. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has 4 levels: low, medium, high, and sleep, and 4 different timer options so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. Now that we're back after a word from our sponsor, let's get to the second question from Jenna. So she wrote, "Erin, hello, I've been listening to your podcast regularly and recommend to all my friends. I have recently become a member and I'm starting to work my way through the website and classes. I have a very specific question that we need help desperately. My oldest, Logan, is 35 months old, has recently become more violent with his twin siblings, 11 months old, specifically the one who's more mobile. Logan is a very spirited, energetic, and sweet boy. However, the twins have seemed to exasperate his temperament to a very challenging level for us all. We enrolled him in Montessori when the twins were 4 months old, just so he can have his own space for 3 hours a day, a few days a week. Also, my husband travels for work, so that leaves me alone with all three 14 days a month. The recent problem we have been having is very aggressive behavior towards Matthew, who is almost walking but very small for his age. He's 16 pounds. Logan will come out of nowhere, grab a toy, and hit him. He also will push him off the coffee table if standing there. My breaking point was yesterday when he took one of his dull Montessori knives and went after him, saying, "I'm going to cut you." This is turning into a real safety issue around here. I've tried not leaving the babies near him unattended. However, this is not always feasible, being the only one home. I've tried time-ins and taking him away to talk. I've tried timeouts, which are a major failure. I've tried not reacting and just removing myself and the babies away from him. I read books about being nice, not hitting. He gets a ton of one-on-one time, especially when my husband is home, and we make a point to just take him places with one of us. We have also tried 1-2-3 magic, but it seems to be losing its magic. Yes, it can do that after a little bit of time, especially in the same scenarios over and over. Okay, behavior. So the behavior is aggressive, and it could potentially hurt one of his younger ones, especially it sounds like Theodore is getting the brunt of it right now. So you definitely want to address it. Timeouts definitely don't work, as I've talked about before. You've probably seen the class No More Timeouts on all the reasons why and the alternatives to this, and it sounds like you're using some of those alternatives. So one of those alternatives is coaching with a time in. The thing about turning this behavior around is that it will take some time and commitment. It won't happen overnight. So 35 months, just shy of 3 years old. So the concept of empathy is just starting to develop around three. So he really has little to no understanding of empathy or of the other, that the other person has feelings and needs and that they're different from his. So he doesn't understand this yet, that his actions could potentially hurt another person. He just knows he wants what his brother has, or that he feels jealous perhaps, or he's looking for some attention. So I think there may be some sibling rivalry happening here, as his younger siblings get attention for things that he can do, but before that they couldn't, like walking. So here are some things to do to work on this. I'm going to give you quite a few options here and things to really address. Number one, give positive attention to Conrad for things he can do that his younger brothers cannot, especially things that are helpful. So when he helps you cook, even if it's not totally helpful, like setting the table or quote unquote chopping fruit, right? Give him one of those dull Montessori knives. He gets a piece of watermelon and he can chop that up and you can take that, stick it on his plate. So there he's being quote unquote helpful, right? You're engaging him in some activity so he's not free on his own to get into trouble with one of his younger brothers. So bringing him into that contribution will really help. Him bringing you something when you ask. So could you please bring me the towel from the kitchen sink? Could you please bring me that fork from on the table? Things like that, getting him involved in that contribution. You don't want to gush or be all like, you can do so much, you can do this and that, and they can't do it. But something like, thank you for bringing the towel to me so I can dry my hands. You're such a great helper. Thank you for helping me move the clothes to the dryer. It went so much faster with your help. Thank you for picking that up for your brother. That was so helpful. Also, give attention when he is kind, when he hands them a toy or hugs them, holds their hand to help them balance. Anything he does that's kind. This helps him understand the behavior you like to see. It helps him internalize the traits you like to see: helpful, kind, that kind of thing. The class Focus on the Positive goes some more into this and gives all kinds of positive labels for behavior that you can use. Lots of examples on the positive feedback, and then again, all of those labels for behavior that you can use with your kids that helps them build all those positive traits you want in them, the more cooperative traits, helpful traits, that type of thing. Number two, keep reading the books. They will sink in, but he's just at the beginning stages of starting to develop empathy, so he won't be great at it yet. But it will happen, and the books really help teach these lessons, and they're especially good because it's during a calm and a quiet time when he can really absorb the information and the lessons, and this is when kids learn these things the best, the most, is when they're quiet and calm. Just like teaching anything, just like teaching math, just like teaching how to brush your hair, you're going to do it when they're calm and they're not reactionary, when they're not being silly, trying to get attention, that type of thing. They're going to sink in during those quiet times, so keep reading those books. You may need, because this is number three, you may need to take away toys if he's getting aggressive with them. Your knife is for cutting food or playing chef in the kitchen or whatever he uses it for in play or in real life. If you're going to hurt Theodore with it, I'm going to have to take it away. Number four, you may have to keep them separated. I know this isn't always easy, but if you have to do something where you cannot be there to supervise, you may need to just work on a plan, have a plan. Is there a baby gate you can put up and make that an area for that Conrad needs to go to? A hallway, his bedroom, some sort of separate family room where he can take a toy. It's not necessarily a punishment. We don't want to make it a punishment per se, but if I can't trust you to play safely with your brothers right now, I need you to go in here and play quietly by yourself. And in 10 minutes, I will come back and get you out. We'll try again. So think about a place in the house you can set aside, put up a baby gate. We had a hallway that was great for that. All the bedroom doors shut, just the hallway. We'd had a baby gate where I could put one of the kids when they were acting up and getting too aggressive with the other kids, where they could just take their toys, go sit quietly, calm themselves down. We'd have a talk about it afterwards, and then they would try again. So this sets the boundary that these behaviors are unacceptable and he will not be allowed to stay and play in the same area unless he can be kind. It's simply a protection mechanism for the other two. So this will help him to learn some control. I would also coach the empathy before you remove him from the area. Even though he's still working on it, this will help this start to take hold. It'll help him understand that his actions do hurt others. Your brother is crying. How do you think he feels right now? If he says, I don't know, you can ask, when you're crying, how do you feel? He may or may not answer, and if not, then you can give him the answer. When I'm crying, it means that I'm hurt. So then you can say, since you hurt your brother, I cannot take a chance on this happening again. So I need you to go and play in whatever this area is for a few minutes while I finish what I'm doing. I'll come and get you when I'm done and you can try again. He may be upset, but it really is what you need to do to make sure that everyone stays safe and feels safe to play and explore. And as long as the message is given with that understanding in mind, not out of revenge or frustration, although I know it is frustrating and it's okay to have some frustration in your voice, but simply, I need to make sure everyone stays and feels safe. We'll try again in 10 minutes. Just that message will really help him understand and help him accept and move into that place to play quietly on his own and then come back a little later. And this issue will become a lot less prevalent pretty quickly. So for parents working with aggression with kids, those are some tips for working on that aggression. Also, some news is the class Teaching a Growth Mindset is up. We got that up this past week. I was getting a lot of interest in this one, so I'm excited to be getting these new classes out more frequently. This is a great class related to education and really life and relationship success, because research is showing that kids with parents or a teacher with a growth mindset do not seem to pick it up just through modeling, that it actually has to be explicitly taught. And the benefits of having a growth mindset in these areas of academic success, life success, relationship success is absolutely compelling. So this class covers what it is, how those with a growth mindset view and approach problems, and how parents can teach their kids this perspective. If you aren't on the newsletter and you want to receive announcements and links to watch the sample videos for the new classes when they come out, like Growth Mindset, and any special offers when we have them, you can go to the website, yourvillageonline.com/contact, and fill in the newsletter form there. Or if you get the pop-up form that comes up when you go to the site, you can just fill that in and get on that list. Also want to remind everyone that members also now get access to private parenting video chats. We have private parenting chats every week with me. As long as parents send in a question, if my parents on this group send in a question, I will do these chats once a week. The most parent, we have about 4 to 6 parents every week come on and ask some questions. I always get to everyone's questions. If you're a member and you haven't been added to that group for those private chats and you want to be, send an email to amy@yourvillageonline.com to get added to that group and come join us in the chats. We love our small parent chats. If you aren't a member, when you join, you get an email with the information also. And of course, members also get access to all the 50, I don't know what we have now, 55 classes, sibling rivalry, birth order, temperament, helping children with aggression and anger, lots of positive discipline classes, tons more classes, and now teaching a growth mindset, so many more. I'd love to see more of you on our private video chats. There's always room to answer everyone's questions every week. It's been a great experience for me to connect more personally with my members and for parents to have that direct access to me as well. When they just have those pressing questions they really want to get answered and they're either not sure where to find it in the classes or it's not fully answered because their situation is very unique, this is a great way to get that done. All right, stay safe and healthy, everyone. And if you have a parenting question you'd like answered, send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.